Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich episode 8. I'm of course Toten K, and we got Crazy Mark, crazymark.com. Will,
hello.
allaboutwilliam.com, Toten.com. If you're watching the video, you're probably on youtube.com/ToadandK. Or you might be on PodBros. Or you might be on who else knows. You might be on Podbean. You might be on iTunes. I don't know where this is all going. But somewhere out there, somebody's advertising their films in an awesome way, finding independent sources. And of course, I'm talking about film festivals, screenings, conventions. Networking and showing your art. I'm not just talking about film. What am I all talking about?
We're talking about networking. We're talking about free. And you're gonna find. Didn't we see that in the video that we just saw?
Yeah, we're gonna watch an interview with someone that does a free film festival. But there's so many other film festivals. There are free film festivals. One film festival that I helped. I don't want to say help create. A friend of mine created, and I was in it the first year, and I helped a little bit, but I really don't want to take any credit because so many people did so much work on it, and I probably did the least amount of work, so I don't want to take any credit for it. But one festival was Broke Student Film Festival, which a friend of mine created, and Kat, she does, her and her husband, they do it every year. It's amazing. It's an international film festival. As long as you're a student, you can enter. Doesn't matter what kind of student. Doesn't matter if you're talking about elementary, middle, high school, college.
All ages.
Trade school, grad school. As long as you have the title student, or at least someone on your team that's in a leadership position, producer, director, editor, a leadership position, as long as they have the title student during the making of the film, they could use that film festival. But there's so many film festivals out there, so many things out there, art things too. Let's not forget art, let's not forget dancing, let's not forget bands. Just because there's a film festival doesn't mean if you have a band, you're not gonna, doesn't mean you can't ask to play. They are not all free. There are a lot of pay ones out there, but don't let that fool anything. There's a ton of cheap ones, and they're not bad just because you pay $30 to submit something. But let's not even talk about all the different things. Although the ones that you do pay to get into, like if you use like a site like Without a Box to submit your film festivals, you're actually more guaranteed an IMDb credit. So that's kind of what you're paying for. Also, you're paying to back up the film festival, yada yada. But let's not even talk about it. There's so many ways to get your art out there, like with cons. Like I started helping out with PenguinCon, and they played movies in the past, but since I became their media track, I wanted local movies. So it was not a festival, it's a screening.
Yeah, featuring indies is so important.
It is.
And you got these local peeps, they're doing their work, they're working hard with the film, putting it all together, drinking lots of coffee, spending lots of hard, long nights getting their stuff together.
Sometimes years.
Yeah, years, man. I've seen some people got labor for 10 years, that kind of thing. And they need some form of outlet, I mean, of course, the internet's a great outlet right there, but nothing beats face-to-face sometimes,
Nothing does.
Right, and one of these festivals was, I know you really like the title of it.
Oh.
Go for it. I know you want to talk about
it. Are you talking about Troma Dance?
Troma Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Troma Dance.
Detroit. Will you
give us a little bit of background on Troma Dance?
I honestly don't know. You know more of that.
Exactly. Because Toxie, come on. Nobody know Toxie. Toxic Avenger. Come on now.
Nukem High.
Legendary.
Something, something, cop NYPD, Kabuki.
Are you talking
Kabuki
about?
Kabuki Cop.
Kabuki Cop NYPD. Dolphin, yeah, I forget the whole title.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. we did watch
kids,
the previous
don't
four.
Watch any of these. These are not family movies. Don't
no.
watch. So, Troma Dance.
Man, you were there. You know, I didn't have a chance to go, but yeah, you had a great time interviewing.
This was my second year there. The first year I did have a movie there.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was probably the first festival screening type thing that I'd been to where it wasn't all the filmmakers and their friends and the actors. Usually when you go to a screening, like a low independent screening, everyone in it was involved in the film or at least a good friend of somebody there. It was amazing because I was like, so what film are you with? They're like, well, I'm not with any movie. So are you friends with someone? No, no, I'm just here because I like trauma.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
I've been to so many film festivals where everybody was part of one of the movies.
Right. And there's no vote. The Trauma Dance Detroit, there's no voting, no prizes like that. Not in Trauma Dance Detroit. So it's very, very different.
But this is their fourth year, so it means they're still kind of gaining steam and gaining momentum.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's just stop talking. Let's talk to Terrence. Terrence founded Trauma Dance Detroit, and I talked to him for a little bit while I was there.
Hey, it's Toden at Trauma Dance Detroit, and I probably look really weird doing this, but there's this guy here. I think he has something to do with this event. I think his name's Terrence. So who are you and what are we doing here? What's going on?
I'm Terrence Cover and I put on this little event called Trauma Dance Detroit. And that's what we're here for.
How long have you been doing this and what is this? How do you describe Trauma Dance?
We've been doing this 4 years. Trauma Dance is a free independent film and art festival for the people, by the people, and of the people. And that's sort of the quick spiel on it there. But we're all about independent art and just getting art to the people.
And when you say art, what do you mean?
I mean films, music, performance art, burlesque, fire dancers, whatever you got. Put art on the wall, put art on the screen, we'll take it. We want to show it to people.
When you're trying to get people to come out to this thing, how do you describe to them? What do you say to them?
The main thing that I say to people when I want them to come to this thing is free. Because it's free to attend, it's free for people to submit their artwork. Anyone who has art here, if it sells, we don't take any commission. It's free. And it's about the art.
Now there's a tie to trauma. Can you tell us about what that tie is?
Yeah. So we were obviously inspired by Trauma, who has their own Trauma Dance, which they put on as an anti-Sundance. And so we were inspired by that, and we decided Detroit needed the same thing, because Detroit has that independent spirit as well, and we've got a great film community as well, so we needed that.
So is it sanctioned by Trauma?
That's what we were talking about. Okay. Yes, Trauma has endorsed this. They allow us to use their name and their logo. We've had a couple of Trauma personalities here before, so we're definitely tied in with that community, and we're happy to be.
How hard was it for you to reach out to Trauma and get this going?
It was pretty easy. One of my co-founders, Mike Hartman, had made a film called Heavy Mental, which got released by Trauma. So we had contact info through that. And then when he and I decided to do a film festival, and a Trauma Dance film festival nonetheless, that was the first person we contacted. He dialed up Lloyd, and we went from there.
What would you say is like the main feature of Trauma Dance?
I suppose technically the main feature would be the films, because that's where it's all born out of, the independent film spirit, especially with Trauma being involved. But like I said, there's a lot of other elements that we put into it that other film festivals and even other Trauma Dances don't do, with the art that we put on the walls, the performers we bring out to put on the stage, and all of that is just... That is Trauma Dance.
So how much time do you spend preparing for Trauma Dance?
It basically begins at the beginning of the year and runs until the day that it happens. So January 1st, we start talking about it. What do we want to do this year? What do we want to do different? And then like every weekend, every free moment after that, it's like, okay, we gotta promote. We gotta get people to submit their films. We gotta figure out who we're contacting to perform and all of that. And it's just, it's not a year-long process, but it's pretty close.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, come on down next year, because it's free.
All right, so that's something really cool. It actually is tied to trauma. I mean, all you have to do is ask sometimes, and what an amazing partnership that is.
I mean, that's so cool. I mean, like, Mike Hartman went out, mm-hmm. the guy who created Heavy Mental, you know, and was able to get it sanctioned through Troma, New York City.
Mike, that was the partner, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I meant, because I never met Mike. At least I don't think I met Mike. Okay. Yeah, that is, yeah, him and Terrence were able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it... William, you take over. Interesting. It's so cool that you're like, you know, I really like that. I wonder if we can do that here. And then they're able to use their logos. They're able to use their characters as, you know, in their thing. They use the name. And some of the filmmakers take that very much into heart and make very trauma-esque movies, which are not family-friendly.
No.
At all.
Nuh-uh. Oh, come on. There's a place for this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. It's called Waiting Till You're Old Enough or Accidentally Leaving the TV on When Your Kids Are in the Room. And then they look at the TV and rightfully they turn it off.
Toxic Avenger rocks.
I loved Toxic Avenger as a kid. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But the thing is, I loved Toxic Avenger as a kid before I watched it. Because I used to walk around the video stores. They used to have these things called video stores. They had these big black boxes that you put into these things called VCRs. Mm. So you could be able to rent things for like a buck. So I used to walk around all the dollar rentals. And all the Toxic Avengers were there, all the Nukem Highs. Now, I wasn't allowed to rent any of this, but those posters were really cool.
You were deprived as a child.
I liked Swamp Thing as a child, because there was a cartoon, and of course, Man-Thing, which, you know.
Yeah, right. What about you, Will? What about Swamp Thing and stuff?
Well, I actually like Swamp Thing.
Yeah. Toxic Avenger looked like Swamp Thing, except for he was in the city. That was the one thing I didn't like about Swamp Thing, because he had no one to interact with. So Toxic Avenger, to me, it seemed like Swamp Thing, but in a city. So, and he had a weird mop thing. So I really liked that. Of course, I never saw the movie.
He's an outsider, and he was a rebel. And that's what kicked it for me.
I don't think, after seeing the movies, I don't think he would describe himself as a rebel unless he was doing, you know, it was that one movie where he decided to become a bad guy. Because that was being a rebel.
Well, not all rebels are bad guys. Come on. You know, Hulk, he isn't a bad guy.
He's not really a good guy either, though.
Well, come on. Just because you, like, bust open an entire apartment building just by flexing, you know, doesn't make you a bad guy.
And that's what makes independent movies interesting, though, because independent movies do seem to have, there's things that they would do that your normal, typical Hollywood movie won't do, and that's why seeing, like, independent film festivals are so interesting, because the good guys aren't necessarily... I mean, now we have the anti-hero Suicide Squad is big.
Oh, man. That was a
Guardians
joyride.
Of the Galaxy.
That was fun. It's fun, man. It's about having fun.
Deadpool. The anti-hero is very, very big. But, you know, 20 years ago, having a good guy that does bad things, they're around. But, you know, with trauma just takes normal and just...
Way out there, man. I love it. Whew. It's like it's a trippy trip, man.
So to base a film festival around, and it's not just film, it's art.
Yes.
It's, you know,
it's performance.
Dancing. It's there's fight. Yeah, if you look back on my YouTube channel, I will have, or as when this comes out, it will already be up there, a little snippet of the show I was at. So you'll see a little bit of fire, a little bit of the vendors, which I was a vendor this year. Not really a vendor because I don't sell anything, but Terrence was awesome. He wanted me to cover and he gave me a spot to put up a TV and play some of the events. It was so cool to see people's faces. Now, I wasn't really a vendor. I wasn't selling anything, but people was watching the movies in one room, and the other room was a bar, and they were sitting at the bar and they were watching the videos. I never got to see that aspect as just a YouTuber, but as a filmmaker, that's why we do these things, is to see people's, you know, reactions. Now, I know you wanted to go off and talk about something.
But it's a fantastic thing having to get together with Terrence Kober and talk about getting the independent film festivals going, you know, bringing more exposure to the creator. I mean, Toden, you do a great thing out there, man.
I'm not doing a great thing. Terrence is doing the great thing. Yeah, everyone's doing a great thing.
You're giving him
all
exposure.
These film festivals are doing great things. And there's so many different things, and cons doing things. Just because a con doesn't have film and videos playing doesn't mean you can't just reach out and ask about it. Hey, look, I know you're doing this con. I have a band. We'd like to play. Maybe we could do an acoustic set. If you can't provide a good venue, we will adjust to your venue because we want to sell CDs, or we just want the exposure. We want to talk to people. We think we will fit in this environment. Now, that's the other thing. Do your research. Mm-hmm. Because, like, at Troma, there is a theme going on. There's, like, sort of a horror theme going on.
What?
If you're doing, like, happy, you know, a happy kiddish cartoon, it won't fit. So do your research first. But it's okay to ask. You never know about these combinations that are going to happen.
So you're telling me that Troma Dance had more horror and fear and terror kind of elements in it than anything else, like adventure or happy joy or... But this one guy was talking about cartoons, but we'll get that to that another
That's 4 weeks down the line.
But from what
that's 4 weeks down the line. 3 weeks down the line, we'll learn some other lessons.
What I saw from the video, you know, Terrence, I mean, is there anything off camera that you learned from Terrence? Did he tell you anything off camera?
I don't know if I learned much from him. The biggest thing I learned at these things is just by watching people's interactions, watching the movie, and watching what's going around you. You really got to be a sponge. And I'm a people watcher. You know, kind of see what works, what doesn't work. And, of course, this is different from other things. But, and before we started this recording, we went and looked at the actual Troma Dance in New York. Because this is syndicated. Yeah. He went up to him and he syndicated, you know, Troma Dance and had Troma Dance Detroit. I guess there could be some other Troma Dances. There's other room for syndication there. But we watched in the trailers for Troma Dance in New York, or of course, as they call it, Troma Land, Troma World.
I think it was just Troma Dance.
No.
Tromaville.
Okay. Yes, Tromaville.
Wow, we're horrible people.
We are.
Not the biggest Troma fans, but I get a kick out of it. I love what they're doing. Those trailers, by the way, they're bad on purpose.
I love it. They're awesome.
They're horrible.
It's like a trip to the Tromaville gym.
You ever see something that's so horrible? It's good.
And Dolphin Man rocks.
Yeah, there's Dolphin Man.
That was
again,
funny.
Not for kids. Well, maybe a kid can actually sort of watch these. Watch it before you show your kids.
Definitely. PG-13.
Yes. But I would love to go to one of those. Troma Dance Detroit was cool, but these videos so amped up.
That makes peeps like us want to get in a car and do road trip.
Maybe we could even get a sponsorship. Yeah. And even the one in New York, it's free. That's the ongoing thing. Maybe we could get a sponsorship. If you're watching Detroit Bold, we drink coffee and we very much love Detroit. Even if we're going to use your sponsorship money going to New York to watch a film festival, we would need something to keep us awake. I'm sure you sell thermoses. For those that are just listening, we keep toys on the table. And if you only listen to our podcast, you got to go back last week. Editing was hard to keep a straight face. We had so many toys on the table. We kept playing with them. Watching the video and listening to the audio podcast, it's two different shows.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a lovely train wreck sometimes, but you've got to watch it. Yeah. You hear it? Yeah, you're going to hear it. But when you see it, welcome to the party.
What's that in that guy's teeth? So, comment, rate, subscribe. What kind of art are you looking to display? What ideas do you have to network? Do you have an idea for a film festival, a gallery theme, something that you can sell or at least bring the public to? Share your ideas. I'm all about conversation. Again, we got William from allaboutwilliam.com. We got Mark from crazymark.com. And of course, I'm Toden from Toden.com and the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ToadenK. Thank you for watching or listening, and hope you enjoyed our discussion.